Listening to episode number 1938 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, March 30th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
If all 7 billion people on the planet played a single elimination rock, paper, scissors tournament, you'd only need to win 33 games to become the champion. Who figured that crap out? Mathematicians, of course.
God, science.
I know.
And math.
When the movie Bad Boys was first developed, the plan was to have John Lovitz and Dana Carvey be the stars.
Oh my gosh. That would have been hilarious. They still should do that.
And after some rewrites and changes, it wound up being Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. I think, I don't know.
Not near as funny.
No, I think it's
I mean, I love me some Will Smith.
It was a funny movie. Remember the Harlem Shake craze in 2013? Of course you did. That was the first instrumental song to hit number one on the Billboard chart since the Miami Vice theme in 1985.
Ah.
Though there were a few words, it's still classified as an instrumental.
Matthew Perry's favorite song.
Harlem Shake?
No.
Oh,
Miami Vice.
Miami Vice. Well, that's another story.
That's another
story. And according to an interview with Walt Disney in 1933, Mickey and Minnie Mouse are married. Somebody needs to tell
Really?
Yeah.
No.
And that's some random facts for today. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Well, just part of our national nightmare.
We have a new one?
Sharon Osbourne.
Ah, yes.
Ah, yes. And I have to say for Ozzy.
Yeah.
You know, now he's going to have Sharon home again.
Oh, boy.
So all the appointments with the hairdressers he's making.
Yeah.
And the caregivers and the nails. Yeah. Now he's going to have, you know, she's going to be watching over him. So much for his fun. All right. Sharon Osbourne. She's out.
Yes, we know that. She's gone.
Got a fantastic payday.
Oh, did she?
Contracts. Man, I need a contract for something.
Yeah.
She got a payday of up to 8 figures.
Now, wait a minute. 8 figures.
8 figures.
Just carry the commas. Wow, that's a lot of money.
Now,
I thought maybe they would have just like given her her vacation pay and maybe a 2-week severance.
Yeah, sure.
Cobra.
Just, yeah, give her some severance.
But 8 figures seems to be.
Well, she needs at least 6 figures to pay for her Cobra.
Well, I guess.
But one source says Sharon is walking away with $5 to $10 million payout.
Wow. Yeah.
And she's able to spin that it was her decision to leave the show. All the rest of us know that.
Well, we all know that she got fired.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, we know she got fired. Supposedly, she's free to speak out. She's going to want to, of course, because, well, will she or won't she?
Oh, she will.
Remains to
be seen. She's Sharon Osbourne. Come on.
Depends on what her lawyer says to do.
Look, she got sacked. It's as simple as that. She got sacked.
For being racist.
She and Piers Morgan can go have their little,
Their own little talk show.
Thing, whatever it is.
But she knows where the bodies are buried at CBS.
Yeah.
You know, and she knows probably all the little details about Les Moonves.
Yeah. Julie Chen's hubby. Yeah. Julie's still on the talk.
Yeah. And to Les, I mean, he's probably out on the golf course with Matt Lauer.
With Matt Lauer.
The inappropriate golf course.
In the Hamptons.
The golf course for the inappropriate, I'll come up with the name for that.
Because you know, we haven't heard about Matt Lauer in a long, long time.
No. Nope.
And I want to say just this.
But leave it to me.
They let Dr. Oz host Jeopardy, but not Matt Lauer. Come on now. Matt would have been great. Much better than Dr. Oz.
Well, most people would be better than Dr. Oz. But no Matt Lauer.
We should start a campaign. We just go over to Merv Griffin Productions and say, Matt Lauer for host of Jeopardy.
No.
No.
No. No creepy creepster on Jeopardy. Now that Kanye is out of her life.
He's out of the picture.
He's out of her life.
Stop.
You know, Kim doesn't have to be lonely.
Oh, no?
No. No. Now, granted, she probably has, you know, lots of people, you know, sending her like, hey, want a date?
Yeah, sure. She's probably already put herself on Tinder.
But
ooh,
with a friend
left,
like Goop,
right.
With a friend like Goop.
Oh, that's right. She's friends with Quinny. You don't need any other
friends. Yes.
Oh, my God. I think I know where you're going with this one. Oh, my God. No, 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 no.
Now, her friend Goop.
No, no. Yeah.
Sent her a your divorce present.
No, no. Yeah. No, no, no.
She sent her a sexy post-split survival kit.
Oh, God.
Yes.
She sell this on the website?
Wonder if it had a bow on it. Tied with a bow. Includes a double-ended sex toy, gel, and Love Aromatic Concentrate.
Oh, God.
But wait.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Oh, God, no.
Because Gwyneth Paltrow is not just going to send her pal Kimmy just a sex toy and some gel.
Some gel?
No.
What else?
Because I know you want to know.
I don't want to know.
Gwynny worked with her Goop designers to fashion Kim her own candle. Yep.
No.
Because she can't send her a candle that smells like,
you know, Goop.
Goop's vagina. Yeah. She sent Kim her own smells like Kim's orgasm candle. Now, did Kim know that there was product research going on?
That's what I'm wondering.
And who was doing the product research? Or was she sending samples? I don't know. Was there... It's like, okay, I got the sample. No, I dropped it. Do it again. Can you have another orgasm?
Oh, God.
I need to get more... Anyway.
And who wants to smell that? Who wants to smell that?
I don't know.
I'm lighting a candle that smells like that. It's like, really, I'm done.
I hope she put a disclaimer that because we remember when Goopy's vagina candle, I think it was over and across the pond somewhere, it blew up.
It blew up. It exploded.
It exploded.
And it was $75.
There was exploding vagina candle in everywhere.
Some woman's house.
And then the fire department had to come.
Oh, embarrassing.
I've never been more excited, honestly, for the candle. Thank you, Gwyneth. I love you. Thanks, Goop.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God.
That was her quote.
That was her quote?
Yeah.
I could say something here, and I'm going to get slapped for it. I'm in a room full of women, and I could say something about Halle Berry and candles, and I'm not going to do it. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to get slapped.
I am impressed.
Both sides.
By your restraint. We all know what you're going to say.
That I don't need to say it. Except more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.